A word for you from Matthew 23, verses 16 to 23. Woe to you, blind guides, who say, if anyone swears by the temple, it is nothing. But if anyone swears by the gold of the temple, he is bound by his oath. You blind fools! For which is greater, the gold or the temple that has made the gold sacred? And you say, if anyone swears by the altar, it is nothing. But if anyone swears by the gift that is on the altar, he is bound by his oath. You blind men! For which is greater, the gift or the altar that makes the gift sacred? So whoever swears by the altar swears by it and everything on it. And whoever swears by the temple swears by it and by him who dwells in it. And whoever swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by him who sits upon it. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you tithe mint and dill and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faithfulness. The emphasis here, when the Lord Jesus is talking about hypocrisy, is the fact that they are neglecting that which really matters. This is the fourth lesson given to us by hypocrites. The Lord Jesus is in fact using hypocrisy, exposing it for what it is, to teach not the hypocrites, but to teach the crowds and the disciples, so that we wouldn't have a trace of this character, of this behavior. Now, in this aspect, in these verses that we've read, they are very particular. They go down to the minutest detail. What they really do is that they take that which does matter and they neglect that by emphasizing something else which should be there, but it is in fact of no real consequence. It has been well said that error is truth overemphasized, and that's what these hypocrites are doing, these leaders of religion. Lababaholi, bathatha iqiniso, bagcizelela lona, ngangokuthi kube amanga. And eventually, of course, it becomes a lie. The very thing that they propose, which sounds very sacred, is in fact a lie because of the outweighing of the things that really matter. Why don't we ask God today, what really matters to you, Lord, regarding my time, my thoughts, my heart, my behavior?